This is West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. Last year, Volunteer Kalamazoo, the nonprofit that connected volunteers with volunteer opportunities, closed its doors after 50 years, but its work continues. You can now find it as a program at Kalamazoo's Griffin Place Crisis Center. And later this month, people can learn which nonprofits need help at a volunteer fair that Griffin Place's Volunteer Kalamazoo program will hold. But first, I sit down with Michael Evans of the Kalamazoo Literacy Council about the Making America Read documentary about America's high rates of school children reading below grade level and of adults struggling to read. The documentary debuted in the United Kingdom in March, and it includes footage of the Kalamazoo Literacy Council's tutoring work with adults. The film will be shown in the United States for the first time on Tuesday, June 20th, right here in Kalamazoo. Welcome to WMUK.
Thank you very much.
You are getting ready to show a documentary called Making America Read. But before we get into that, I'd like to talk a little bit about your organization, which is the Kalamazoo Literacy Council. You're the director of that. You've been there how long now?
I am going on 7 years of serving as their executive director.
Tell us a little bit about that organization and what it does.
The Kalamazoo Literacy Council is an organization that is dedicated to helping adults improve their reading, writing, spelling, comprehension, and computer skills so that they can be much more functional when it comes to workplace or home, or just be much more functional in life in general.
Your organization now has been around 42 years, long time, and it has really grown. How many adults are you serving now? How many volunteer tutors do you have?
We certainly have grown over the past 7 years that I've been there. We have 553 adult learners who are serving and studying throughout our community. We have 249 volunteers that are serving as our skilled faculty. They are trained as reading tutors, writing instructors, and provide all of the instruction that our adult learners need.
How many adults are estimated in Kalamazoo County to be, I don't know how you want to describe it, struggling readers?
Yes, struggling readers. And according to the survey, there's a national survey that was done. There are 25,000 adults who struggle to read. That's reading at the lowest level of literacy, about fourth grade and below, in this community. 25,000, 18 and over, throughout Kalamazoo County, struggle to read.
Let's talk about this documentary. It's 24 minutes long and features someone that receives services at the Literacy Council. First, why don't you just tell us overall about that documentary? It focuses on the Detroit area, but then it's talking about someone here from Kalamazoo.
Yes, the documentary is entitled Making America Read, and it aired as part of the Unreported World series that is on Channel 4 in the United Kingdom. And this particular episode really focuses on what they call the literacy crisis in America. And they use the stories that are unique in Michigan, but also replicated across the world, and most specifically inside of the United States, about the state of literacy and education in our country, specifically looking at how the literacy rates in many of our urban areas, Detroit in particular, are pretty staggering. And for adult literacy, even worse. 1 out of 5, particularly in those areas, struggle to read. So that's much higher than in Kalamazoo. So when they did this documentary, they came to Michigan looking for an example that they can use to illustrate this crisis in our country. They went to Detroit because there's obviously at this point a legal contest over the quality of education that's provided for their K-12 students. But they also wanted to have a story about adult literacy and what a community can do to improve the rate of adult literacy rates. So we were contacted to serve as that example.
How did they find out about you all?
They were looking for specifically a literacy council that was in the Midwestern United States that had been doing some established work. So after doing some research, they did contact us. It took a while to actually make the connection because I was not quite certain exactly what their intentions were. But after meeting with them and understanding that they really wanted to raise awareness of the issue and put it into a national context, we agreed for the interview and spent quite a bit of time talking to Kiki King. She's the reporter who did all of the reporting and put the story together for us.
That documentary aired in the United Kingdom in March 2017. Has it been shown at all in the United States?
No, it has not been shown on any of the broadcast or cable stations at this point, but we will be having our debut of the documentary on June 20th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the WMU Homer Stryker School of Medicine. And the reason why we wanted to be able to air it is we wanted to make sure that our community had a chance to be able to respond and have a discussion about what we as a community are doing to address the state of literacy in our community.
Tell us, since you mentioned the public airing of the event, why don't we dwell there just for a minute and talk about who you're partnering with to show it and how that event will work?
Yes, well, we are collaborating with the WMU Homer Stryker School of Medicine and their WMED Social Justice Student Special Interest Group. It's free and open to the public, and we'll first view the 24-minute documentary so that people get a chance to be able to see the story in its full context. And then afterwards, there will be a panel discussion where there are some pretty distinguished panelists, not that I am that distinguished, but I'm one of them, that will be able to discuss this more broadly. So we have Dr. Cheryl Dixon from the WMU Homer Stryker School of Medicine. She serves as the Associate Dean of Health, Equity, and Community Affairs. I'll be on the panel, as I've said. Sakia Lee, the Director of the Learning Network of Greater Kalamazoo, and Dr. Tim Reddy, the Director of the WMU Lewis Walker Institute for the Study of Race and Ethnic Relations, will serve as panelists. And we're fortunate that Vaughn Washington Jr., the Executive Director of Community Relations with the Kalamazoo Promise, will serve as our moderator to keep the conversation going and hopefully be able to have a really robust discussion about how our community is responding to this issue of literacy.
And for those who may not know, the Learning Network of Greater Kalamazoo is affiliated with the Kalamazoo Community Foundation. So the discussion that will be had will be among those individuals there on the panel? Will there be questions taken from the floor, or how will the event flow?
There will be questions that are taken, but we are first giving our panelists an opportunity to be able to share their perspective on education and literacy in response to the video that is being aired. We're really hoping to be able to address it not just from our organization's perspective, the Kalamazoo Literacy Council, but to put this in a community context. Literacy is not just the issue of literacy councils and those serving specifically in that vein. It is a community issue, and we want to have a broad range of voices addressing it.
So you'll be talking about not only what the Kalamazoo Literacy Council is doing, which basically addresses the needs of adults on the back end who, for whatever reason, made it through the school system and are still struggling readers, but it'll also address what's being done in the community, what, at the K-12 level?
Comprehensively. This is a cradle-to-career discussion. Literacy is important at all stages of learning, and we wanted to have voices of expertise to be able to bring perspective of what are some practices, what are some concerns, or what should we do as a community to comprehensively address the issue of literacy.
You're listening to West Southwest on WMUK, and we're talking to Kalamazoo Literacy Council Director Michael Evans about the Making America Read documentary that features footage of the council. A couple of years ago, in 2014, I actually visited the Literacy Council, and I was able to follow an adult learner that was getting services. There's one person that is featured in the film, a different individual, Jerry Melson. Tell us a little bit about his story and the gains that he's been able to make since being with you all and how long he's been getting help.
Yes, Jerry, he is a wonderful man who came to us. He dropped out of high school at the age of 16, and he's reentered his education at around the age of 56, studying to improve his skills so that he could be much more proficient. And particularly, he had a goal of being able to read to his granddaughter. So he's been studying with us for about 2 years now, and has been making progress with his tutor. He's also at the Reading Center at Goodwill, where we do have one of 13 different literacy center sites, where he's receiving some additional instruction from our instructors. The documentary, when it was filmed, actually took place on February 8th. And Kiki King, she came to witness the actual instruction as provided. So she stayed the whole day looking at how we provide classes and also the tutoring session that Jerry had with his tutor. But then she spent some additional time with him over the weekend and was able to see how he's putting his literacy skills into use. One of the things we didn't anticipate, but it actually happened over that time, was Jerry had a goal of being able to read to his granddaughter. And for the first time, he actually did that on the documentary. And for those who view that, they'll see that it was a very profound moment for all who were a part of it. So Jerry's a great example of a person who's taking a brave step forward to improve his skills, but also braver in that he's willing to share his story so that others can be inspired by it.
Could you tell us why it is important that we have this community dialogue? What are you hoping will come out of that?
Well, we have a vision of having a fully literate community. We believe that if there's 13% of our adult population who struggles to read, in almost every presentation that I've given and every conversation I've had, the acceptable rate for adult literacy, illiteracy rates has been uniformly said to be 0%. So if we want to be serious about having a 0% illiteracy rate for adults, we need to address it as a community and really start thinking about some strategies to prevent adults from reaching adult age while still not being able to read. So that obviously begins in childhood, continues through K-12, and it is a lifelong effort for learning for all adults. So we believe it's a community issue, and we want to have everyone to be involved in the process of helping people to improve their education and strive to reach their goals through literacy.
Can you speak to how it affects an adult's life in a very real way when they struggle to read?
Well, not being able to read or struggling to read, it presents many barriers. In most cases, when an adult is asked to respond or display some type of competence or intellect, it's usually through writing. So you're filling out job applications to explain what type of skills you have. But if you can't read the application and you can't write very well, it's very difficult to be able to display whatever skills you have. It's not just literacy skills. If you can be a welder, that's great. But if you can't describe what you can do in writing and read the forms well enough to apply, that is a particular barrier to employment. But it's also a barrier just for everyday living. If you're trying to go through life and you can't read emails, or if you have difficulty being able to understand what's happening on social media, that's a great connector for society today. It's very difficult. And if you have children, you are the first teacher of your child. You're expected in many ways to help them to be able to complete homework and to be a proficient teacher and model so that children can be able to meet every academic challenge that they have during their academic career. So literacy is important in every stage and in every facet of an adult's life. And for those who struggle to read, it's a very challenging to be able to do what is expected of you as an adult.
What are some of the things that are being done in our community for individuals who might not be able to make it to this event?
Well, we are constantly putting out the call for new volunteers and giving presentations so that people can really become engaged in the conversation and become a part of the solution. So in addition to the airing of this video, which we will be able to make sure that the links are provided so that people, if they want to see it after the event, they can join in and understand more about the issue. And they always can visit our website at KalamazooLiteracy.org to learn more information and to get involved. But we're hoping that this is not a static conversation that takes place one day, that it's an ongoing conversation of, well, what we can do to become a fully literate community and comprehensively address the state of adult literacy and literacy in general.
You're saying that if individuals aren't able to come, that in fact you will have a link on your website where people can watch it at any time.
That's correct. And we're hoping to have a forum where we can still respond to questions and receive comments so that people who want to weigh in who were not there, or if they want to continue the conversation after they've attended, we can continue to be able to address the concerns and accept new ideas and concepts to be able to address this issue better in our community.
You all provide free tutoring to help teach individuals how to read. How does that work? How do people connect with those services? You are based at Goodwill in Kalamazoo.
Yes. Well, the beauty of our solution is that it is driven by volunteers. It would be very difficult to be able to rebuild the educational system for adults if we had to hire staff to be the instructors and if we had to rent space across the community to be able to service our campus. So we're fortunate enough to have a model where an everyday person with training can teach an everyday person how to read. So our volunteers, of which we have 249 of them now, they go through 14 hours of training where they will learn how to work with one of our adult learners and be acclimated to our adult learning environment across the 13 literacy centers that we have. And they serve as the faculty for the learners who come into service with us. So we envision that if we were able to have 300 skilled volunteers to serve as our highly trained faculty, we'll have the beginning capacity to be able to make a statistical difference in this issue. We also partner with many organizations to serve and host community literacy centers. And these are sites where there are comprehensive services provided, one-on-one tutoring, writing classes. We even have a program that works on job skills, the literacy skills required to be a successful job seeker, health literacy, and other subjects, so that adults who want to learn how to read, they do not have to travel very far to get those services. They do not have to pay for those. The books and supplies are provided. And they have the attention of volunteers who are trained and who really care to be able to provide the services so that our learners can reach their goals.
And it starts with a phone call to where?
Phone call starts with a phone call to the Kalamazoo Literacy Council at 269-382-0490, extension 222. And from that point onward, they are connected to our volunteers who perform the assessment, provide information on what the options are for services, and make sure that there are volunteers who can provide instruction to help adult learners reach their goals.
Mr. Evans, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much, Arlene. It's always a pleasure.
The public is invited to a free showing of the Making America Read documentary from 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, June 20th at the Western Michigan University Homer Stryker MD School of Medicine. For more information, go online at WMUK.org. Thank you.